I want to read some very familiar scripture. I'm sure it's familiar to most everybody here. Found in the 12th chapter of the Gospel according to Luke. Luke chapter 12. And I want to begin reading with verse 15. Luke 12, verse 15. And he said unto them, that is, Jesus said unto them, take heed and beware of covetousness, for a man's life consisteth not in the abundance of the things which he possesseth. And he spake a parable unto them, saying, and the rest of what I read will be the words of Christ. The ground of a certain rich man brought forth plentifully, and he thought within himself, saying, what shall I do, because I have no room where to bestow my fruits? And he said, this will I do, I will pull down my barns and build greater, and there I will bestow all my fruits and my goods. And I will say to my soul, soul, thou hast much goods laid up for many years. Take thine ease, eat, drink, and be merry. But God said unto him, thou fool, this night thy soul shall be required of thee. Then whose shall those things be which thou hast provided? So is he that layeth up treasure for himself and is not rich toward God. And, you know, I have used this scripture. I have preached from this scripture on several occasions throughout the years of my ministry. But never yet have taken this direction, this thought that I want to use today. I want you to think about what Jesus said there, and we find recorded in the 17th chapter, or the 17th verse that I read before you today. In this parable, Jesus said concerning the way that this the land that this rich man had was producing so much. And in the 17th verse, Jesus said, and he thought within himself. And I want to use for a title today, the way things turn out. The way things turn out. Because so often in life, we think things within ourselves. We have oftentimes what we believe are well-laid and well-made plans. And this man, obviously, that the Lord Jesus was speaking about in this parable, within his own thoughts, he had everything planned out. But things generally don't turn out the way that we plan them. Things generally don't turn out the way that we think that they're going to turn out. And certainly that was the case here in this parable. And I believe that perhaps the greatest teaching here is to be ready. Be ready for the way things may very well turn out. This man, obviously, that Jesus used in this parable, he thought that he had great control over his life. And that is still much of the folly of man's thinking today, that we think we have so much more control over our life than what we actually do. God is the one that's in control. And I hope to be able to share some things with you in this message concerning that. But God is in control. And I'm going to share a few things with you today things when I was reading these scriptures again and thinking about this thought of how that we think within ourselves about things and how that we plan things. And I thought about things in my life that I would have thought would have turned out much differently than what they did. I thought about I thought back through the years about people in my life. And I want to share just a few experiences with you today before I move on. But I remember quite a few years ago, I remember my older sister, she gave birth to her second child. And older sister and my older brother, they had both had children before I got married and had children. And I loved my little nephews and my nieces. And so my older sister had a child. She had a little boy. And I would have thought that I would do with him like I was with my other nephews and nieces that had been born, that I would watch him grow and that I would get to be, you know, be around him and be his uncle. But, you know, it didn't turn out that way. He was born into the world, and in 3 days, he was gone from the world. He lived to be 3 days old, and he died. And I thought about, I grew up across the street. I think I've told some of this to some of you before. I grew up across the street from my grandparents. They moved up to Indianapolis from Monroe County, Kentucky, when I was a young boy. And when I was a teenager, they bought a house right across the street from us. Now, my grandfather, he was about 20 years older than my father. And so for several years, we grew up, right across the street from each other. And I just saw them all the time. And my dad and my papa, they would sit out in the front yard all the time, and they would talk to each other all the time. And, you know, I would have thought within myself, I would have expected that my grandfather would die and leave the world. But my dad being so much younger, that there would have been a lot of time in between them. But I remember we buried my papa one fall, and the next fall we buried my dad. Didn't turn out the way I would have thought it would have. And when the house that I grew up in, I was 8 years old when my parents bought that house. And two houses down from them, my aunt and uncle bought a house. And then there was the neighbors in between them. And those three men, they were close to the same age. My dad and the neighbor man there and my uncle. And I remember all the days that they would come and they would sit in each other's front yard and they would talk and they would fellowship and converse. And I thought about those men living together like that and being neighbors like that. And I thought, well, you know, they'll probably one day they'll retire and they'll sit around in the front yard and they'll tell their stories. When they're old men, they'll share their stories with one another. And none of them made it past their 60s. You know, things just don't turn out the way that we think they're going to turn out. Things didn't turn out for this man in this parable the way that we think they will turn out. And I'm sure that you could, and those are just a few little things I wanted to share, but I'm sure you could look at your life and so many different things, and you could say, you know, that just didn't turn out the way I expected it to. And I want to speak especially today to you that are here that are not saved, because it's so important that you be ready, that you be ready. There's a verse of Scripture that I want to share in the 27th chapter of Genesis in verse 2, and this is something that Isaac said. He said Genesis 27:2 says, "And he said, Behold now, I am old. I am old. I know not the day of my death." And I want to assure all of you here today that though you may think, sometimes in the foolishness of our human thinking, we may make long-term plans, plan things way out in the future and think certainly that's what we're going to do, but I want you to understand today there's some things we just don't know. And one of those things is none of us know the day of our death. You know, I hope today that you realize, and I have heard it said that, you ought to live every day like it will be your last because maybe it will be. And I thought, well, that's, there's really nothing wrong with that. We would probably be more prone to do the things that we ought to do if we had that mindset. If we woke up every morning and we thought, well, this may very well be my last day here on the earth, so I've been needing to talk to this person and share something with them, or whatever it is, I've been needing to do something for the Lord. The Lord's been working on me to do this. I better get it done. This may be my last day. If we lived with that kind of mindset, we probably would be more effective in getting things done, but we don't, do we? We get up in the morning and we just take the day for granted. We just take it for granted that, I'm not going to do that today. I'll just take care of it tomorrow, or I'll take care of it next week. Oftentimes within ourselves, as if we know that we're going to have a tomorrow to take care of it, or we're going to have next week to take care of it. But I want you to know something. Listen, if you awoke this morning, and obviously those of you that are here did, you awoke this morning to the dawning of a new day, I want you to know it's because God gave it to you. He gave it to you. The psalmist said, "I laid me down and slept, and I awoke, for the Lord sustained me." And that's the reason that we do. If we woke up this morning to the dawning of a new day, it's because the Lord watched over us, and the Lord sustained us, and the Lord gave us another day of life. And that's all in God's hands, and it's in His control. He controls every breath that we take. He controls every heartbeat that we experience. It's in Him that we live and that we move and that we have our being, and it will be God that will bring it to an end. So I realize, and I think deep down inside we all realize, well, this may be it. Today may be my last day. Sometimes I think that we allow good health to deceive us. I've known people in the world that died just like that were a picture of health. Sometimes we allow that to deceive us. We deceive ourselves in our own mind because of that. We look at somebody that has been diagnosed with something. Maybe someone has been diagnosed with a terminal illness, and we look at that person and we think, oh my goodness, surely they're not going to live very much longer. But listen, I want you to know that those of you that are here today that are very healthy may be gone before they are. It's just, and even the doctors know this, that when it comes to telling somebody, even someone that is diagnosed with that type of illness, when it comes to telling them how long they're going to live, the best they can do is make an educated guess. God knows, doesn't He? The Lord knows. How many people have you known in your life that they outlived what the physicians told them that they would live? Sure, we've seen that happen time and time again. I know there was a young man that my little brother went to school with. And when this young man was a senior in high school, his dad was diagnosed with cancer. And he was told by the doctors that the type of cancer that he had, that he would probably live about 6 years. And they buried him in 2 weeks. You know, listen, we just don't know. The point that I'm trying to make before you today is we don't know. We don't have a handle on things the way that we oftentimes think we do. And so here we see this man in this parable that he was laying in store. He was laying in store. He was storing up goods to sustain himself, to sustain his life. I've run out of room in my barn, so I'll just tear the barns down that I have and I'll build bigger barns, and then I'll bestow more fruit in there. I'll store up more and more, and then when I get the barns filled, then I'll say to my soul, soul, take thine ease, eat, drink, and be merry. You've got many goods laid up for many years. But God said unto him, thou fool. And listen, I want you to understand this. That is a foolish way to think. But we do it. We do it. Oh, I'll do this and I'll do that and I'll make this provision and I'll make that provision and I'll have enough and I'll just kick back and everything will be well with me. And we think so oftentimes, we think just like this man thought. You may be sitting here today. You may be just as lost as you can be. Your soul separated from God. And you may be under the delusion today in your mind that you're going to live many, many years. If I don't take care of it today, I'll have an opportunity down the road. But I want you to know something, friend. You don't know that. What if today is the day that your soul is required of you? Just like what we read about with this rich man, this foolish rich man. The Lord said, thou fool, this night thy soul shall be required of thee. Then who shall those things be? And let me tell you something. Whatever you do in this life, whatever you lay up in this life, it won't buy you into eternity anyway. It won't get you there. You've got to be ready. Be ready. You're no different than Isaac. It doesn't matter if you're young. It doesn't matter what age that you are. You know, we could go through the Bible. We could go through the Bible. And we could read account after account in there of people that died at all different ages. We can read accounts in the scriptures of people that died in their infancy. We can read accounts in the scriptures of people that died in their youth, that people that died in what would be considered middle age, and people that died old. We can read those things in the scriptures. You can go right next door here and walk through the cemetery, and you can look at the markers, and you can see that death knows no age limit, that people die and leave the world every day. So don't deceive yourself into thinking, well, I'm young. I'm young. That won't happen to me. I'm young. People die young. People die in their teenage years. People die in their 20s and their 30s and their 40s. And people die. We don't know. We just don't know the day of our death. And so you need to be ready. You need to make your preparations. You need to know that should the Lord come even to you today and require that of you today, that everything will be well with your soul, that you'll be ready to go. You see, I'll tell you what, I know that I won't be able to really express to you today how good that this makes me feel. Those that are here today that have been saved, can testify of the same thing, but I really can't explain what great consolation and what great comfort that it is, but it certainly is a great hope and a great consolation to know that if today is my day, then everything is well with my soul. If I don't see another day in this life, then I'll see an eternity with God. If I die today, it's all right. It's all right. Brother Lowe shared with us this morning that in just a couple days that he's going to, have his 59th spiritual birthday. But I guarantee you that when he got saved, he didn't know that day would come. We don't know. We just don't know. We need to face the truth, and we need to face the facts that we just don't know how long that God is going to let us live. But we do know this. We do know we're going to die, don't we? Is anybody here that doesn't know that they're facing an appointment with death? In Ecclesiastes chapter 9, verse 5, it tells us that we know, the living know, that they shall die. I've talked to people in my life that were just certain. They had something wrong with them, and they were just certain that they were getting ready to die. They were just certain that they were on death's doorstep. And they didn't. They lived on many, many years. I've known people that were just sure they were going to make it through something and live on, and it turned out that they didn't. Things just oftentimes don't turn out the way that we think they're going to turn out. And so, I believe that's why today, now, is the day of salvation. Now is the accepted time. Today, if you hear His voice, harden not your heart, because you don't have a promise of a tomorrow. And we don't know the day of our death any more than Isaac knew the day of his death. But we are going to die. And I'll tell you something I do know about death. I know that if you die in your sins, that's the worst thing that you can ever experience. If you die lost and without the Lord, that's the worst thing that could ever happen to you. You need to make your preparations. You need to seek the Lord. And you need to be saved so that you will know that whenever it comes, whenever the day comes for you to die, whenever God says, this is as far as you're going, that it's going to be well with your soul. Now, I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to ask for a song. And Sister Janice has joined the church, and we're going to administer the ordinance of baptism. I'm looking forward to that. I'm sure she's looking forward to that. But if you're here today and you know that you're lost, I want to urge you to seek the Lord. Seek the Lord, because death is coming. Friends, I'm telling you, it's coming. When it's going to come, none of us know, but it's coming. And you need to be prepared. You need to be ready for the hour wherein you draw your last breath and you go into eternity. So I'm going to ask the congregation to sing, and we're going to go get ready for the baptism. But again, if you're here today and you're lost, you need salvation. You need to seek the Lord and be saved. While we sing, Sister Janice, if you would, please come.